ABC Radio Australia.
Last year on Pacific Beach, we brought you the story of a carpenter and master bat repairer, Pete Duffy, who has become the equipment supplier-in-chief for the national cricket teams in Vanuatu. And now, as Richard Ewart reports, Pete has an apprentice who also happens to be one of the rising stars in the Vanuatu men's team.
When young wicketkeeper batsman Clement Tommy made the trip from Port Vila to Mentone in southeast Melbourne, he was expecting to wield a bat for sure, but he wasn't expecting to be making or repairing them. Until, that is, his teammate and longtime supporter of Vanuatu cricket, Pete Duffy, put the idea to him.
He's come over here and he's on a sporting visa, so you can't really line up any work for him. So I just said to him, you can sit at home or you can come to the factory and I can teach you how to repair bats and to clean them up from start to finish, just so he can take back some skills with him, maybe even set up his own little shop over there where he can do some repairs for the guys. And he jumped on it and said, I want to learn.
So after turning out for Mentone on the field at weekends, Clement took to the workshop during the week and he loved it.
The good thing is all the men fix the bats. When they get back home, fix all the bats, makes it easy. Back home, I never do that. Carpentry, I never do in my life. So that's my first time, but I pick him up really well, really enjoy it.
And now, when he gets back home to Port Vila, Clement is contemplating setting up his own bat repair business.
Maybe, but it depends how I fix some bats, how I start my business, because not too much cricketers back home.
Have you talked to people, to your family, for example, about how you might go about setting up a business?
Yeah, my mum and my dad, my coach, all the players, and they're really happy about how I'm doing out here.
If the young player can get a business up and running, it would certainly take the weight off Pete Duffy back in Melbourne in terms of delivering repaired bats in a timely manner. That has proved hard until recently when Cricket Australia got involved after recognising Pete's efforts in single-handedly keeping the bats flowing for Vanuatu's best players.
I got nominated for a Community Champions Award for the work I do for Vanuatu, so they got in touch with me, flew me over in December to do a bit of filming for that, and then a bit of filming back here as well. And just through contacts I've made, I've been able to get them to send some bats up to Brisbane for the boys before they head off for their Papua New Guinea T20 tour, so it's been a really big help.
And Pete's efforts have also been well covered on social media, and that in turn has continued to drive up the interest.
If you can get some good press out there, it makes a big difference. Getting Vanuatu cricket on Facebook and all those sorts of things, the social media platforms are pretty big these days, so a bit of awareness out there and people are jumping on board, which is fantastic.
And Clement Tommy's efforts both on and off the field have been recognised through social media posts as well, but certainly his primary mission in coming to Australia was to improve his cricket, and he believes he's achieved that.
I think he's a much better cricketer because back home, cricket is not so high. The good thing like I really learn about is about the wickets. Back home, we don't have turf. The good thing is just came here, just learn about the turf, get more experience. So when we go out to play in tournaments, so we already know experience about the turf. Sometimes a good turf, sometimes bad turf, so that's a good experience.
So there could be a bright future ahead for the Vanuatu player, with the next big challenge to come in Port Moresby later this month, when his team will take on PNG and the Philippines in the quest for a place at the World T20 Cup Finals. As for the bat repair business, says Clement Tommy's mentor, Pete Duffy says he has no doubt his apprentice can succeed at that too.
I've said to him, you work on every bat like it's Virat Kohli's bat, whether it's Joe in the fourth grade or whatever hasn't made a run. We do exactly the same job here, and he takes a lot of pride in his work, and he's very happy with his work once he's done.